there. Welcome to this, the 21st episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. And wow, what we're talking about today in this, the 21st episode, is MS holiday hacks. It's that time of year, Jennifer.
Wow, it's that time of year. Doesn't it just feel like it was Thanksgiving? And now we're planning for Christmas and New Year's. And
We're at the heart of holidays, dude.
Yes, we are. And it's quick. It's a few weeks away, and I can't believe it. But our house is so cute with all the Christmas decorations that we have up. So it's exciting, and it's a fun time of year.
They say it's the most wonderful time of the year, which I can agree to a point, yes, but I always think that, like, the fall is the most wonderful time of the year when you have the football season and baseball playoffs. But anyway, we'll get into that. But really, what we're talking about today is the holidays and how do you make your life with multiple sclerosis easier while still enjoying the holidays. And I think there's a lot of things where we tend to overwhelm ourselves. We talk about holiday stress and everything like that and throw a chronic disease of the central nervous system on top of that.
You have a pretty full plate.
Yeah, you do. And so we will talk about that because these are important things because holidays can be very overwhelming. They can be stressful.
You just lose the purpose and you lose the reason for the season. And certainly in the Christian tradition, there's spiritual and that's the reason. But it's also, if you're not religious, the season should be about enjoyment and self-care and making it something where you don't end the year, go into January exhausted. You want to take care of yourself and enjoy it. Enjoy your family, enjoy your friends. And I think our hacks, the tips that we're going to share, really could help with make your holiday a little easier and a little less stressful.
How are you feeling now that we're a couple weeks? Well, hey, do you want to break the news to everybody in listener land? That of which you were saying, should I mention it?
Well, I'm sure that the listeners can maybe tell that I'm a little under the weather. Of course, I have a cold. Nothing is better than having a runny nose this time of year. And fortunately, I have a really, really good husband/caregiver. /love of my life, who went up to Target and got me some
the Dayquil
just to help me
non-drowsy. I need you awake for this, dear.
I am awake and I'm stuffy, but I hope that this will help me feel better because nothing is worse than having a cold. And I don't like the winter. I don't like snow. I don't like cold. Then put an actual cold on top of cold weather. Jennifer Digman, not happy. Just so. But that's my news. It's just I have a cold, in case you can't tell. And it's pretty horrible being the one who could potentially pass a cold on to my spouse. And I just hope that you don't get a cold. That is in that caregiving relationship of ours. When one of us is sick, the other one may get sick. And it really throws off our moving forward as we do.
And that's something too, and that's what really that's like our first holiday hack. And we'll talk about that here. Just set the stage with that. When you're talking about being out for the holidays and everything, one of the biggest hacks you can do, and it doesn't have anything to do with being sick in terms of hacking, but at the same time it does, it's okay to sit out the holidays. You don't want to use your determination to spend time with people and have you be sick and thereby then make your entire family sick. So take it upon yourself. It takes a more love to know when to set something out. I mean, truly, you don't have a choice here, Jennifer, because we live together, and that's just what it is. But I mean, for you out there in listener land, I mean, that's like probably one of the biggest hacks, is just straight out of the gate. If you don't feel well, don't be a hero. Set it out and get better.
Exactly. And when you're living with a chronic illness, getting better, it may not be immediate. So just have realistic expectations. If your energy is really down, or if you're just not feeling the holidays, you can do it in January or at a different time. Don't put that stress on yourself, because you won't enjoy it, and thereby the people that you're with will probably not enjoy it as well. So I know, you know, Dan, you may get sick, and that would be awful. So you just have to take care of yourself so that you can take care of the other people that you're with.
And so with that, that is our first hack, MS Holiday hack. And we will be back, because we've got a whole, I think I used Jim Dandy in the last episode too, and dang it all, that's going to be the word we use. But we have a Jim Dandy of a list of just things to consider to help you make your holiday easier. So we will be right back.
Dan and I have been married 17 years. This is our 17th Christmas together. And over the years, as two people living with multiple sclerosis, we have developed some hacks to make the holidays a little bit easier. And my first and most important hack, because that's just me, is Rachel Ray. A little tip from Rachel Ray is to take the help where you can get it. And so just think of ways that people make things easier for you. You know, if it's eating meals pre-prepared, I know some people are really old-fashioned in the holiday tradition. They have to have an elaborate meal that they prepare. But, you know, if you're tired and you're living with MS and you have a family, do you really want to expend all your energy preparing the meal? Or do you want to sit down to a good meal that maybe someone else cooked, you know, that you bought, or, you know, that has some instant potatoes? I think that that is a good way to save your energy. So that's my first hack, is to take the help where you can get it.
And I think that's something that I always have loved. Obviously, it's a Chex Mix, and I loved doing that. I love making that. But then I was thinking of, like, with you, as you go to the store and you kept asking, what do I want? What can you put on the list? And in my head, I thought, well, why not do the get, you know, oodles of boxes of Chex and Cheerios and pretzels and nuts and everything. And I'm just like, do I really want to take the time? And I realize it's like a 2-hour process, whatever, but it's like, do I really want that energy to do it? Because then it's just the reality. If you want the Chex Mix bad enough, they make the Chex Mix in its own bag that's available in the chip section. So that's something, then I can enjoy the football game, enjoy time with you, and just crack open a bag. And there's no shame in that.
No shame in that. And it's maybe not the best for the environment, but use disposable dishes. I mean, I realize so many of us have dishwashers, or children who will be our dishwashers. But, you know, to use disposable plates, and, you know, it's a holiday, not a holly year. So if you do it one day out of the year, and just, it'll make it, you want to make the event about your enjoyment and your energy and your family's enjoyment as well. Because when you're not having fun, or when you're really tired, that trickles down on the people that you're with. So use the disposable dishes and just do whatever you can to enjoy the holiday.
And when it comes to, then you talked about our house just being decorated all nice and cute and everything. And maybe this is something, you know, even if you need to consider it for next year out there in listener land, or just something to always remember, some years you just need to purge. Don't overdo. You don't have to decorate the whole house. And something that we've learned, and if you want to call it lazy, call it what you will, but it's like, we decorate just the front half of the tree. I mean, because nobody's going to see the backside of it. It's up against the wall. Find, and that goes within purging things, that it's just like, we've got a big crate of decorations, and I think we use probably a quarter of what's there, because we, you know, and that started when we got married. We had a 6-foot fake tree in the living room back here, but then we had a 4-footer out in the front room, and we put lights outside off the back deck, lights outside of the front, and it's just like, why?
Well, we were younger. We were full of energy. And
these are great traditions we're starting, dear. I love you so much.
And no, I don't want to begrudge anyone who has the energy to do it. But if you don't have the energy, there's no shame in decorating the front of the tree and not putting up 5 stockings if you only have a family of 2, or just
getting out your Santa bears.
Exactly. Yeah. I used to do that. Oh, I love my Santa bears.
I thought they were cool too, but I mean, just how many bears did we have throughout every room in the house?
And that was, you put them out, but then you also have to take them away. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like when you're running and you run, look how far I'm going. And then you're like, oh crap, I have to run all the way back. And it's the same way with holiday decorations. If you get them out, you have to put them back. And with wrapping, that's another decoration. I know when I married Dan, your mom and your sister and you yourself, some of the neatest wrapping, the Christmas decoration like you would see at a really upscale store, like the quality of the wrapping. And that's not me. You know, I barely use my hands anymore. So take the help there and use gift bags. My Aunt Karen got me some really neat gift bags that are plastic, and you can just throw the gifts in them, and they're very fun, and you decorate them with ribbons, and they're very festive. So that's a little hack, is just to pare down the wrapping and be realistic. You don't have to have like the perfect corners and put that pressure on yourself. If a gift bag will work and look festive with some tissue paper, take it and do it that way.
Well, absolutely. It's just like, how much do you invest in? And I really think, and this is my charge, is like, there's nothing wrong with gift cards and a nice card, you know, and then maybe that's, again, easy way out. But I mean, there's a lot of thought that goes into it. I mean, I mean, truly, make the card the star.
And it goes back to, you don't, I love my mother, but my mom gets sick every Christmas, until she realized part of why she was getting sick is she was going out and shopping and spending time in the community with the germs. And so she pared that down, and she does buy gift cards and makes it simpler that way so she can stay healthy. And I don't want to say that that's how I got sick, but it may have been, you know, I've been out shopping and doing a little more. So maybe that's how I picked up this bug. But if you can pare down your shopping and just simplify, and you had said something about cards, and that reminded me, I've enjoyed sending out Christmas cards, but as my multiple sclerosis has gotten a little worse, my handwriting has taken a little turn for the worse. And I was talking with a dear friend, Dolores, and she was just talking about how her handwriting has gotten a little worse. She doesn't live with multiple sclerosis, but just the reality, she's getting older. And she said, instead of sending Christmas cards this year, I'm going to call everyone and wish them a Merry Christmas.
Nice.
Yeah, I thought that was really nice. It was personal and friendly, and just a great way to get in touch. You know, I know some people have humongous Christmas card lists. They don't really necessarily have the time to make all the phone calls. But if you can call, you know, 10 of your closest friends and just spend half an hour wishing them a Merry Christmas, I think that's really quality, and it'll make the season a little more festive.
Well, and because I thought it was interesting, because I knew she had called, and it was just like, well, that was over in a hurry. It's just like, well, because, and then when you said, I mean, it's just like, and it probably takes just as much time to do a quick phone call as it does to write out the name, look up the address, write it out and everything. So no, that's great.
Yeah. And that's one of the things that you said, make new traditions. So if your tradition is, oh, we always put out 2 Christmas trees, and we always send Christmas cards, and we always put lights on the house, make new traditions. Maybe this year or for in the future, your tradition is going to be, we have a smaller tree, or we have nets with lights on them and we just throw them on the bushes in the front yard, or we found an easy way to put lights on the house. You just have to be constantly willing to change and adapt. And if you're living with MS, you know exactly what I'm saying, because that goes part and parcel with the disease.
And that's where, as you're talking about nets and things, it's like something that we learned back when we decided, oh, we don't need a big tree and a little tree. Get the little tree, but also a pre-lit tree. I mean, and it just, and I know there's people that want the live Christmas trees, and I don't have a hack for that because I've never had a live one, but I mean, just the pre-lit tree, because it gets that festive feeling and minimal work.
And I think that's very important. And I know it's Christmas is getting closer. We're at the 2-week mark until Christmas. And Dan and I, and when we first married, we would always go out and to see the Nutcracker, go do something festive in the community. And since COVID, we've gotten a little, understandably, a little more home comfortable. And so this year we have a tradition. I'm really excited. We're going to watch Elf, and we'll watch Elf and your favorite, Dan.
It's a Wonderful Life. And you make those traditions because, yeah, it was always It's a Wonderful Life. And then heeding advice of all of our friends, like, oh my gosh, you haven't seen Elf. We watched it last year. It's like, what a great movie. And so that's just part of the new tradition. And I think those are things that we need to do, because traditions that we make for the holidays didn't end when you get out of elementary school, when you graduate from high school, move out. You know, you're always have the opportunity to make new traditions, and, you know, and purge old ones. I mean, I know we had a thing where we thought every year over holiday break, like the weekend or the day before I was to return back to work, we would go out to eat a nice dinner. And you know, that was a great memory, but it's just like over time, it's just like the time, energy, and everything. You're just like, well, we can do something else. And I think we resorted to say, hey, let's order a pizza.
And ordering a pizza is perfect. And this year, because Go Blue, Michigan football will be on New Year's Eve, we're not getting dressed up and going out. We did that earlier, previously, and those were wonderful times. But if we can just get a pizza and stay in, that's a wonderful tradition. And hopefully Michigan football will not disappoint us.
Go Blue.
And that will be good. And, you know, speaking of New Year's Eve, we live in Eastern time zone, but we don't have to celebrate it at the Eastern time zone. We can find other time zones that celebrate New Year's Eve. If we're tired, don't bother staying up. Or if you try and you fall asleep, set your DVR and watch the New Year's Eve festivities. Whenever you wake up, you know, just be reasonable. Don't hurt yourself, or don't tax yourself trying to stay awake. And I'm sure everyone knows that. But you can feel a little pressure, especially when you're with your friends and your family, to stay up, and you'll pay for it. And sometimes it's worth it. Heaven knows, Dan. We end up paying for stuff sometimes and it's worth it, but if you can make it a little simpler for yourself, you'll thank it. You'll thank yourself.
Well, and that's the beauty of the different time zones. And I know there was the one year we, after it hit midnight here in the Eastern time zone, and we were enjoying things afterwards. And it's like, then we, FaceTimed with my relatives back in Iowa in Central time and celebrated when the ball dropped for them. And I think that adds to it, building off of like calling people for the holidays instead of sending cards. I mean, take advantage of the technology that we have. I mean, that you could do that if you can't make it out to the parties or anything. I mean, maybe that's part of what the pandemic did, is make us all a little more comfortable, more savvy with technology in terms of FaceTime or Zoom meetings and everything, to do things virtually. And it doesn't necessarily discount or discredit the celebration, because you're together. And I think that's the beauty of the technology.
And I think that those are really good tips and hacks, things that we've learned. I don't know about anyone out there listening. If you have a tip, something you would like to share, please send it to us. We would be curious to hear, and just share with us, what are some good tips that you have, or things that you do to help save and conserve your energy, or to conserve your time, make the holidays that much more special.
That's awesome. And we'll have a list of the hacks and include some of these on the liner notes for this program. But again, share your hacks. But we will take a break, and when we come back, I will read an essay that I had developed for MS Focus magazine, just to talk about end of the year giving. We'll be right back. And so now we're moving forward. I wrote an essay, exclusive content for MS Focus magazine, for the Multiple Sclerosis Foundation, and it deals with year-end giving, and I put a different spin on that, and I just wanted to read this for you to help you in listener land think about year-end giving in a different sort of way. MS and end-of-the-year giving ideas for you. I had a very forward-thinking thought as I flipped the calendar over from October to November. You know what? I open-endedly asked my loving wife, Jennifer. It'll be December in less than a month. Okay, I realize that was a very Captain Obvious comment, but wait, there's more, my love. I honestly think Jennifer was intrigued with where I was going with my December-related drivel. That, or at the very least, she was humoring me as to not squash my enthusiasm. See what I mean? Such a loving wife. Rather than waiting until the last week of the year to have this discussion, have you given any thought to where we're going to donate to for end-of-the-year giving? Wow, such an insipid inquiry that barely lived up to the enthusiasm in your voice, I thought to myself as I asked out loud. I mean, I was proud of myself that this crossed my mind in November rather than December 29th, so there's that. And it did do us some good to have that discussion now, so that we could better plan for how much we can afford to donate and to which charities we were going to give. But wait, there's more, MS Focus readers. There's a whole annual charitable giving conversation got me thinking even more about Jennifer, the entire multiple sclerosis community, and me. What are we each giving to ourselves at the end of the year? Think about it. Have you ever considered what you're going to do for yourself when it comes to time for end of the year giving? Yes, you deserve it. And I'm not talking about cash, gift cards, stocks, or bonds. I'm talking about the things we so often and easily overlook because we're so wrapped up in thinking about the things we no longer can do because of our MS. The friends and family who have faded from our lives because they couldn't handle our new realities. The uncertainties of our future living with this progressive disease of the central nervous system. Here are a few no-cost gifts to consider for yourself as part of your end-of-the-year giving. Grace. You are truly doing the best you can considering the hand you were dealt. 2. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Hindsight didn't change because of your MS. It still is 2020. Give yourself a break. You're dealing with MS 24/7. Even all-star athletes need a timeout to breathe. Give yourself permission to be angry, because smiles don't happen when you're frustrated. Give yourself moments to cry. You're absolutely right. Sometimes it is too much to handle without the tears. Give yourself the time you need. MS impacts everyone differently. Only you know when you're ready to move on. Give yourself perpetual high fives. Every moment of victory, you need to celebrate your awesomeness. Give yourself permission to be happy, because you're not letting MS take happiness away from you. Give yourself opportunities to grow. These don't just happen by themselves. Give yourself the confidence to move forward. This starts with being your biggest fan. Give yourself priority status. Start each day with self-care at the top of your list. And finally, give yourself the latitude for not having it all together. Remember that you're dealing with an unpredictable disease. And so there are your end-of-the-year giving ideas for you.
Thank you for sharing that, Dan. That's a beautiful essay. And I think you have such talent and such a gift. And that,
well, thank you.
That is just really nice. And we have not spoken about our podcast producer, Ryan, as we're talking about gifts. And he is one, but right now I'm sick. And I think it's best for all parties involved if he just stays away for another week. We miss you, Ryan, but it is, you know, it's going into Christmas, and who really wants to get someone sick or who wants to be sick? So with that spirit, he's at home and his voice will be back certainly at the beginning of the new year. But for right now, we're going to do our moments of joy, and because Ryan's not here, maybe we can think of one or two extras, I don't know. But for me, I guess I'll start with you, Dan. What's your, do you have a moment of joy for this week?
Oh, my moment of joy is holiday nougats. when we talk most wonderful time of the year, it's the Brock's. They're little white and red striped nougats with the green Christmas tree on. So it tastes like peppermint. And bless my loving wife, as I talked about, but Jennifer, when she goes to the store and she knows to buy those for me. And I had my first bag of the nougats for the season. And just, such a treat, such a good time of the year. So that's my moment of joy, is just Christmas tree nougats.
And for me, a moment of joy from my loving husband and my amazing caregiver, Jen. They put Christmas lights on our house, and it's beautiful and it's really bright, and they managed to do that. And I just, Steve, that's my brother, he and I would always put Christmas lights up, but we wouldn't think to do it until December when it's crazy cold and snowy. And Jen and Dan managed to get a good day, and they went up and they put lights on our awning.
We put it on the awning and stuff, on the gutters and stuff, but it was It was more so Jen was the agile one who climbed ladders and did everything. And that's just, that really wasn't my thing. I was there to hand her the string of lights as she was hanging them from the rafters.
And I think that while she's not living with multiple sclerosis, gave her an upper hand, that's the right word. But that really made me joyful and happy that we have in our neighborhood, we have several houses with lights to share the spirit of the season. And so that was joyful for me. And I don't know, another moment of joy, I guess.
I think it's just that we're this close to the holidays and that we got our house decorated without overexerting ourselves and wearing ourselves out, and where we could truly enjoy it. And so and gave us the whole sense of doing an episode about MS holiday hacks and just ways to make everyone, help people make their lives easier at the holidays. I mean, because there's enough stress to begin with, anything we can do, as you noted in quoting and taking after Rachel Ray, just take where the help where you can get it, and don't be afraid to ask for help.
Absolutely. And so Dan and I wish everyone a very Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, however you decide to celebrate the end of the year. And thank you for listening to our MS Holiday Hacks. And again, if you have something really good that you would like to share with us, please reach out and let us know what you do to make the holidays a little simpler for you.
Until next time, we're a couple takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
I'm Jennifer Digman, and I'm rolling.
But together, we're moving forward. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and please tell others about it.
Be sure to subscribe today and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about.
And if you have something to contribute to the episode, questions, comments, concerns, you can email me, Ryan. The producer is actomspodcast@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com. or on Twitter @CoupleTakesOnMS. Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.